Podcast Ranger.
Wait. Ichi, do you hear that?
Shit.
That sounds like new people here.
We're in danger!
It's getting closer.
Ah!
Wait, who the fuck are these people?
Wow, that was perfectly timed.
Go.
Welcome to Extra Cast Ranger, everybody! Woo! It's our...
Sorry, crashed.
Fourth...
Yeah, I don't know how long we've been doing Extra for.
It's our fourth,
not 4 years, I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because at first we just did the new segment and then the show, and then people were getting really annoyed that episodes were too long, so it's like, okay, then we'll make a new show, then a show!
Right, so we'll elaborate more on RSC, but for those who are listening now, this week, they were recording, in fact, March 9th, is, in fact, Cast Rangers' 9th anniversary, or 4th! 4th! I was thinking because it's the 9th! We've been out doing this for 9 years!
I fucking hope so.
If only with Q Ranger still.
But yeah, it's the 4th anniversary of starting Cast Ranger. We'll go into that more on the show itself. Just so
stay fucking tuned.
What a better way to celebrate that than to have someone who's never even seen Kamen Rider.
It's Quantum Cast.
Technically,
everybody.
You've seen it.
I mean, regularly.
You guys talk about it too much.
So, joining us... In addition to myself, Lane, and Emily, but not Gar, because he's working late. Because
work decided, you don't get to be on.
But not Gar,
show.
Because, I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, you gotta make money, Gar, like an adult. Fuck off.
No, because his coworker's an asshole, that's why.
Joining us, as you've already heard, is our friend Quantum Caster, who joined us for the debut of Kamen Rider Build.
And I was there, yet I was not.
And also joining us...
I'm my own probability distribution.
Okay.
My God.
And also joining us for the first time is my very special lady friend. Her name is Dawn, but you will soon come to know her as our first caster-like Crimson Fox.
Hello.
Hello, Crimson.
Yeah.
One-handed clap, everybody.
Those are the two weirdest claps I've ever seen in my life. And I've watched Frasier.
And
I do a wicked golf clap.
Joining us over Discord is, first of all, our good friend Blaze.
Hi.
And another one of our very popular and well-loved Discord fans, Mr. Shu Hibikase.
Hello.
Whoa, don't use his full name. Jeez.
Well, what...
We don't want to spoil his identity.
We didn't talk about that. Like, what name do you want to go by?
Shu-caster.
Shu.
No, I got a name. I want to be the second caster, like...
Nah, I don't need to be a caster like.
I'm too good for that.
We'll figure that out between episodes.
This is Shoecaster. This is his twin brother, Bootcaster.
No, you're left Shoecaster, and the other one's right Shoecaster.
Shoe bros.
Yeah, you're shoe brothers.
Left shoe gear, right shoe gear. Funky! Because a funky smell comes from wearing shoes too long.
Left light up shoe, right heely shoe.
Funky match!
You just made me think of the possibility that light up Heelys exist.
I mean, that's impossible.
If they do, I want them.
I mean, there were goldfish high heel shoes.
Oh, yeah, with the live goldfish in them that died by the end of the night. And then there were ones with fake goldfish, which is better.
They're dead. I can't get them out.
I don't even surprised if a goldfish in a shoe didn't die by the end of the night. You're constantly shaking it as you walk.
I'd be impressed if it lived before the shoes were sold.
I'd be surprised if it lived... being created.
Like, does it have some sort of function to feed the fish while the shoes are just sitting in the store?
Do you think goldfish make sense to exist in general?
Okay, we've spent way too much on this.
Let's do the news!
What the fuck is a goldfish? What is a goldfish?
What the fuck is a fish?
What the fuck is a Sonic?
Is a fish.
Alright, first up...
And that's the show.
First up on the news docket, X8 is quickly catching up on Denno's heels of being the series that won't die. But for a change, I'm happy about it.
Okay, yeah, I was like, seriously, hey, fuck you. I wish Denno lasted as long as possible.
Bye.
It keeps going Denno over and over and over.
It's a show that never ends.
Toei has announced...
I mean, it's a show about time travel. Of course it'll never end.
Oh, and Armor Hide in our chat says, so Eggs 8 is the zombie show.
Depends on how the timeline works.
The dangerous zombie show.
Zombie.
That's with a U.
I mean, they showed in a movie that a kid's best friend later on became his dad.
I call myself all day saying dangerous zombie.
I heard.
God.
So, Toei has announced that there will be an Eggs 8 novel, which takes place after the events of the currently releasing trilogy.
Because, of course...
We got a nice cover of Eggs 8 and Genmu standing next to each other. Japanese publishing company Kodansha will be releasing this novel under the title of Mighty Novel X. Oh,
that is absolutely amazing.
That just sounds lame.
It's a visual novel.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I'd play it.
So apparently, the story promises that the past and future of that person will be revealed. I guess Emu haven't really had much history about. It will also be written by Yuya Takahashi, who was the head writer for Eggs 8.
Yeah.
Seems like good hands are working on this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's just hope, because we'll never get to read it.
Unless someone translates it. It's entirely possible. Someone translated the mock audio drama, so why not?
I don't know.
Someone's translating the double manga, so I wouldn't say it's out of the question.
Ooh, an X-Aid manga, that'd be neat.
So the novel will be published in June. So, buy it for my birthday. Next.
Don't tell me what to do.
Next, we have our official images for the fucking Genmu Level Zero figure.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
I'm bitter, you know why.
Oh. But you all love our Game Lord Dan.
You know what, fine, but like, if they're willing to release this figure, which requires no effort to redo, why, I don't know why they can't just take Laser Level 5 and fix it. Anyways, I've talked about this in forever.
Because they can't spend so much money on making extra armor for an extra figure.
That's why I'm here.
So,
well, Eric, what do you think of this figure?
It's too purple.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's black on it.
This is the less purple version.
I mean, there's less purple.
I'm gonna say black. Black and white and purple.
Do you like the spiky hair?
The fuck you got against purple?
Purple, gray, green.
I was gonna say, this is a man who's never seen Genmu in the show, so.
Yeah, that's
see that.
About
see
right.
That belt he's wearing?
Yeah.
It's a gaming console.
Sweet!
He literally has a Vita strapped to his dick.
not exactly.
Until a Vita. Anyway.
God, all I can think about is.
It gets even more awkward when one man turns into his motorcycle.
Well, the Vita was first announced, they talked about the back.
And he has to ride him in more ways than one.
And that just makes it even more awkward.
So, the figure arts Genmu Level Zero is Premium Bandai, unsurprisingly, because people will pay whatever it costs to get Dan the Man. What it does come with, I think we touched on when the first scans went out, is the Gashcon Bug Visor Zawai and Dan's 99 life count.
And then a display of him as Shindan Kuroto. And there's him fighting Bill because he did that in the show.
Yeah, it's red and blue.
Wait a minute.
Because he thought he was X-Aid, and then he killed him. He's like, oh shit, I killed him, and then he comes back and he's like...
Wait, if that one's red and blue, is that too purple?
Right?
Wait a minute, if you think Gen is too purple, what do you think of Rogue?
We basically have a palette swap and a Kikaider knockoff.
That's an interesting pose going on there, actually. It looks like they're about to race off in different directions.
Race around the block.
My godliness will beat your rabbit speed.
No, passing off the torch.
They look like someone freeze framed a dance.
Yeah, it's a dance. It's a dance.
I was about to say. I was about to say, you better fucking not.
That was too easy of a joke to go with.
Okay, so the Genmu Level Zero, the Genmu Level Zero figure stands at 145 millimeters tall.
Yep.
Comes with replacement wrists.
Yep.
As well as the Gashicon Breaker.
Yep.
And of course, the 6-inch figure of the God of Meme, or sorry, yeah, 6-inch figure of the Meme Lord will be released July of this year for the base price of 62.64 yen before shipping.
So, sell again for my birthday.
Good.
So basically, you're going to have a meme lord on your shelf for the rest of the goddamn time.
I mean, I already have a meme lord on my shelf, but sure.
He has multiple meme lords on the shelf.
Yep.
Anyway,
it only comes with replacement wrists, no hands.
Just the wrists.
Damn it!
Just the wrists.
God damn it!
Next story.
So this one's been kind of blowing up, especially today. But apparently, there's one fan on Twitter by the handle of Ryder_Kyoju, that's KYOUJYU, who apparently made Bang Bang Tank and the Bang Bang Tank Gashit and the Yuzo Burst icons.
I've been waiting for those.
Because Toei and Bandai won't get off their asses and release them, some fan has taken it upon himself, and as a commemoration for himself hitting 7,000 followers on Twitter, will be giving these away to one of his fans.
That's interesting. So it's both fan-made and real.
Hmm? Didn't we skip one?
Holy shit. You want to talk about a quantum state. God
oh, yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, I meant to add that. I'll add it in a sec.
We skipped the other...
Yeah, I'll talk about that one next. Sorry, because that was, like, just added. Okay, right. So, Bang Bang Tank, Gashit, and usual burst icons. Things that Toei never got around to making, so fans have to literally take things into their own hands.
I'm still looking at the translation. It just says, like, it's like describing it just as glowing sounds.
DX Phantom item set will be presented to one person by lottery. Well,
the translation thing on Twitter is never accurate.
Right? Yeah, it's funny, though. Yeah. Friendship Burst Ghost Eye Spirit and Bang Bang Tanka Shut that have not been realized yet are gifts for a set.
Bang Bang Tanka Shut.
Please read the application summary carefully. Please apply without hesitation. Do it!
I like how it turned Bang Tank Gashut. Yeah. Into Bang Bang Tanka Shut. And also, it's both real and fan-made at the same time.
Yeah.
No, it's not that it auto-translated, it's just that's how we got past the copyrights.
Yeah.
It's not the Bang Bang Tanka Shut, it's the Bang Bang Tanka Shut.
Right?
It's still that's no Bang Bang Tank form.
They're gonna Chinese bootleg their way through the legal loopholes.
Oh my goodness.
It's not a gashit if I don't call it one!
It's a Tanka
Shut! It's just a shut!
It's just a shot.
It's not a gas.
Sounds
no,
right.
That's cool. They did. This guy did.
Yeah.
Dedication.
I just want to see videos of it. I'm super curious.
Did they actually?
I mean,
I'm wondering if they like programmed maybe. Stuff into it.
It says glowing sound.
Yuzo might work since with the movie, but we never saw a transformation with Tank.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It might just take the audio from the one time he used it as a finisher.
Yeah. Maybe.
Ugh.
We'll see.
Actually, no, the two times is for the finisher.
How was it?
Nothing.
Okay, next. Just announced, or at least shown off today at SHF Tamashii Nations, a couple new figure arts. First off, we have Cronus.
Yep.
Kamen Rider Cronus, Chronicle Gamer. As well as Genmu level Billion.
Yeah!
I can't say I'm surprised, but this still staggered me for a sec when I saw this.
What's
yet again, they can make a...
He's
yet again, they can make a level Billion, but they can't make laser level 5. Or level 3.
They did make laser level 5.
Oh, right.
Again, they love...
I don't collect video arts,
they know we love Genmu, so they're making all the Genmu
stuff. Well, someone said it's announced delayed another month.
Yeah.
See if Kiria became the popular character in X-Aid, then we'd be getting laser stuff out the wazoo. But
I mean, he was for a while.
Yeah, and
that's
then
why everyone was
him.
Upset when he died on Christmas. Yeah.
Thanks for opening that wound up again.
That was a great Christmas.
That said, if they do actually release the figure art of Genmu level Billion, I'll probably buy it, because I like it way the fuck more than X-Aid 99, which is a disgusting mess of colors.
Whoa, okay.
I've been very vocal about that.
Oh, you have.
I like it.
And also revealed, Kamen Rider Grease.
And he looks very, very pretty.
God,
very
I'm not
shiny.
Even into
like
Kamen Rider, and I can tell that looks good.
Yeah, that's really nice. The transparent.
Except
parts.
I'm pretty sure Blaze might have a couple things to say.
I think the brown is just a little too light. Just a little bit darker, and it'd be perfect.
Hmm. I think it looks darker in this than in the show.
I don't know. You can just see. I just feel like you can see the gold behind it too well.
So yeah, those are on display and possibly being released. We'll see.
Excited.
Yeah.
Next, We have the episode titles for the upcoming Rogue spinoff.
Yeah, my boy.
So it's going to be three episodes. Stop me if you sense the pattern. The first episode, Night Rogue Rises.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, the next one's much worse.
Night Rogue!
The next one's bad.
So, the first episode will be in the past, where we see the rise of Faust and how Gentoku became Night Rogue. And the second episode will be called Dark Knight Fall, which is after he leaves Toto and his path to becoming Rogue. And the third episode will just be called Kamen Rider Rogue, which highlights his rebirth into Kamen Rider Rogue.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't understand why that requires a separate episode from the second one, but alright.
Because filler. He's cool enough that he needs it.
So this is being written by...
That is the most straight answer I've ever heard of my life. Filler.
We need something to put on the discs! So this is being written by Yoshimasa Akamatsu, who did Corpse Party, and is being helmed by Shogo Muto, who not only did works on Kamen Rider Build, but also did Crow Zero. The first episode will be included in the first Build Blu-ray set, which will be releasing on March 28th, which also includes episodes 1 to 12, and will be releasing for 19,800 yen, which is just shy of $200.
Yeah, that seems to explain
a lot. Japan loves their expensive Blu-rays.
Nexto! Speaking of titles, we have the official title for the Amazons movie. It will be titled Kamen Rider Amazons the Movie, The Final Judgment!
Well, I just refused to sing, thanks.
Blame Gar, he's not here to defend himself.
Right? Ooh. So it's a Kamen Rider Amazon? I'm thinking, like, so it's all, like, Kamen Rider full of Amazon women?
No. It's based off an old-school Showa writer called Kamen Rider Amazon.
But that would be a cool idea.
He was a writer raised in the Amazon jungle.
Yeah, it would be a cool idea and you know it.
Sure.
Especially in today's age.
Right? Yeah. I will agree with you that there aren't nearly enough female riders.
This movie's going to be really, really cool.
There's that cool one in Gun.
Yeah.
There's going to be a cameo from Wonder Woman, and there's going to be like, this is the DCU.
They
end up in Themyscira.
It's just like all the people saying that Wrinkle in Time is secretly part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. So this movie is being directed by veteran writer-director Hidenori Ishida, who did Kabuto Godspeed Love. Scripts being written by the gentleman behind Exade, Yuya Takahashi, and the film will be supervised by Amazon's head writer Yasuko Kobayashi, who also did Oz and Shinkenger. The movie is
Oz. Yep, Oz.
See, it's being supervised. It's being supervised by the head writer of Amazon's because he's so worried that the head writer of Exade.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck up my legacy, please.
And then Dan comes in, just like,
What? And then I'd be so mad if Dan shows up.
I mean, hey, it's being written by the guy who did Oz, so you know that anything goes.
And then it, just turns out Amazon is all a video game.
That's not a justified rhyme.
So, the movie will be releasing in Japan May 19th in both standard and 4D formats.
Ah, that's my mother's birthday.
So it's going to have, like, the chairs moving, like D-Box?
4D? What the fuck would that be like?
Right? Like, what the hell?
They actually released Star Wars The Last Jedi in 4D in Japan.
No,
There was a special version called for light side and a special version for dark side, which had different effects.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I know.
Oh my god. Of course, Japan, why do you get all the good stuff?
Because it's Japan.
It's like, is time going on in that show?
Because it's fucking Japan.
It's technically a four-dimensional show.
But yeah, so again, as I've always been saying, await... And Into the Amazons, the movie, coming soon. That's my Amazon show idea. It was fun.
I'm still dumbfounded of the Neo Alpha.
All right, next. We also have the theme song for the Amazons movie announced.
Ooh.
Eat, kill all.
It's gone.
It's like the evil version.
Wait, okay. So we got Armor Zone, which is supposed to be Amazon. Dice Set Down, which is supposed to be Dicetsadon. So let's eat, kill all.
I'm not sure.
Is it just
It says the theme for Kamen Rider Amazons, the movie Final Judgment, is Eat, Kill, All.
It'll be performed by Taro Kobayashi and Nob. N-O-B.
Oh, good, so they're bringing back the guy who just sung the first two songs.
Oh, good.
Good. Yay!
Kobayashi did the first two theme songs, and Nob did the openings to Bo Kenger and Ghostager.
Okay. Hey, the Ghostager opening's pretty good.
Tenso. Tenso.
I hope it's that. Eat them and then kill them.
I hope it's the person who said Tenso that's coming
in. Sounds like the evil
Amazon.
Version of Eat, Pray, Love.
Amazon.
Doesn't it?
Okay, so good. The theme song is in good hands.
Yeah.
Amazon's dude.
Mm-hmm. Next, the VS Changer, now that it's in the wild, as you can expect, has been hacked, and we now know all of the sounds that are built into it.
Spoilers!
Well, welcome to the spoiler show.
Yeah.
This is gonna be cool. What's
they
in
spoiled it?
It.
Spoiled it. Spoiled it.
Spoiled it.
Spoiled it.
I'm not surprised. This happens every time.
It spoils us all! It spoils us all! It spoils us all! I'll have the Toku.
Oh my god, that was good.
The Riders are nothing but ultimate evil!
Alright, so, on the Lupin Ranger side, the sounds programmed in are red, blue, yellow, good striker, cyclone, scissor, blade, hammer, silver, which will probably be for Lupin X, fire, which is believed to be also for Lupin X, paint, black, which apparently has the code 000, which means there's probably going to be a Lupin Black. My guess? Lupin himself. Or maybe the master that Kogure is serving.
No, it's the master's going to be Lupin X Patronex.
We don't know that yet.
It has to be!
Who knows?
He made the fucking system! We know it!
He didn't make it. They were...
Curated
by Lupin. No, Arsene Lupin, they did not have this technology 100 fucking years ago.
Who knows? Maybe he's a time thief.
Well, there were also like
maybe it just
takes place in the future and in a different dimension, like Q-Ranger.
I sure don't remember hovercrafts in the year 1918.
I remember when we talked about Patron minus Ichigo, that there was a video showing that the sounds had like an evil twinge, so maybe Lupin Black is also evil. Maybe there's just... like an evil Lupin Ranger and an evil Potch Ranger.
That'd be cool if, like, Don Yaboon just makes, like, Keiichiro and Kairi's bitches.
So there's also the sounds for Victory Striker, Miracle Masquerade's Super Kaito Change, which means that's their super forms.
Oh boy.
Also in the Lupin Ranger side of sounds, Halloween, Jewel, Chocolate, Chain, Christmas, Jackpot, Magic, Boomerang, Prism, and Special.
Wait, they have a magic power?
Yep.
I want to know what Special
is. Definitely rooting for them now.
And then over on the Patch Ranger side of the sounds, Ichigo, Nigo, Sango, Good Striker, Biker, Crane, Drill, Gold, which will be for Patron Gold, Patron X, Thunder, minus Ichigo, and Zero Go.
Yep.
Just like I said.
Let's hope Hilltop is Zero Go.
Right?
That would be cool.
And then the Patch Ranger super form, Siren Striker, ooh. Great Patch Eyes, Cho Keisatsu Change.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the sounds on their side are Laser, Special, Jail, Music, Delicious, Rescue, Super Sentai, Dog, Splash, Blizzard, and Flash.
Okay, I'm going to say this now. If I'm definitely excited for the Siren Striker, especially if it has like lights and like siren sounds.
Probably will.
I will love it.
The fact that a Super Sentai sound in there means they might release VS vehicles based on other Sentai's vehicles.
Oh, please! Cool. And a Blizzard one. I'm excited for that because I like ice and ice powers and stuff. So.
And here's where things get interesting. Other sounds programmed into it. Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider Build. Happy Birthday Festival, and then there's the two sounds that are for the Lupin Ranger, Patch Ranger emblems, Kimiwa Kaito Sentai Lupin Ranger Da, and Kimiwa Keisatsu Sentai Patch Ranger Da.
Yay.
Basically badges.
So what we can gather from this is both teams will get super forms, there will be a Lupin Black, And there will be a Patren minus Ichigo and Zero Go.
Ooh. We also, sorry.
So I guess that means Lupin X is going to be more of a Lupin, is going to be more of a Lupin Ranger guy since the both teams left four.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Emily, you were saying.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just saying we need to remember that they could be hiding some stuff behind an alternate transformation device as well.
Also very possible.
Probably.
So there could be some characters who are going to be in the show, but we do not know because they transform with a different thing.
That's entirely possible and very likely.
Yep.
It would have been cool if there was some kind of thing where, I don't know, like, they found sounds for, like, oh, like, pink and green, so, like, you could see them, like, swap sides a bit.
Mm.
Well, we'll see.
I was excited.
Next, we have official images of the Cyclone Dial Fighter. It looks pretty neat.
It's neato.
So its gimmick is it has two of these little helicopter rotor blades, and when you activate the dial on it, they each pop out to each side.
Honestly, it looks like Type Technic if it was just a plane.
Right? That's kind of the vibe I got.
It looks like it. Same color scheme, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, it can be used in Lupin Kaiser.
There you go.
So, the Cyclone Dial Fighter will be released solo for 1,500 yen on March 24th.
Hmm.
And on the other side, we have the Biker Trigger Machine.
Oh, wow.
And as we mentioned last week, it is in fact
a little dude on it. That's cute.
With a rider.
Yep.
So it's pretty much a common rider Zord, if you think about it.
I guess. Well, like it's a patrol officer.
I know, but
it's highway patrol officers use bikes.
It's a guy in a suit on a bike.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say about the Cyclone Dial Fighter.
Mm.
Prepare yourself for the stinging blades of the windmill.
So as we mentioned before, the gimmick on this one is that the wheel pops out and it can tilt up to do a wheelie.
Holy shit.
And basically turning into a yo-yo, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I want this. I want the yo-yo weapon.
Right? I'm buying it too, just because it's like a blue VS vehicle.
I'm buying it because it's a yo-yo.
Sure.
Patren Yongo.
Comedy bit in a bad
trick. Patren Yo-Yo.
Patren Yo-Yo.
Patren Yo-Yo. Patren
Yo-Go.
So this one also is 1,500 yen, March 24th release. Next!
Power Rangers RPG!
We play together!
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
no. Nexon Mobile?
Nexon Mobile, a well-known gaming developer, especially in the mobile community, has also, because they also did Power Rangers Dash, has put out Power Rangers, it's literally just called Power Rangers RPG. It's now in closed beta, but if you're sneaky enough, you can download the APK onto your Android device. And I've played a little bit of it, and it's not bad.
Hmm, cool.
So, just wanted to make sure everyone knew about that. Not going to say too much about it. If you're able to play it, go play it.
Cool.
Oh, wow, they even have Flynn as one of the characters in the promotional image.
Yeah, you start out in this, at least my version of the story, you start out as the Go-Angers. Or the RPM Rangers.
There you go.
It plays, honestly, it plays pretty similarly to Kamen Rider Storm Heroes. So if you played that, you sort of have an idea of what to expect.
Well, I didn't, so I don't.
Next, speaking of Power Rangers, Amy Jo Johnson, the MMPR Pink Ranger, is apparently pitching a new digital series.
Oh?
Oh, about
and she needs our help.
Oh, of course she does.
So this is her new project, which is called The Has-Been. Is there a bit of projecting in this, I'm thinking?
I don't know. Is she a has-been?
The Has-Been follows an aging actress, Jordana, who, while currently down on her luck, starred in a popular children's show a couple decades ago.
Oh my god, it's really
No! In order for Jordana, played by Johnson, to pay her debts and maintain her lifestyle, she turns to touring the fandom convention scene.
So it's just Amy Jo Johnson.
It's a biopic!
Yeah.
However, with a smirk, Johnson assures us it's not about me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Liar.
Baby, sure it is. Apparently, never makes you sleep at night.
Apparently she's going to be acting, writing, directing, and producing this digital series. She plans to be joined by actresses Allegra Fulton from The Shape of Water and Jane Eastwood from 2004's Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
Johnson is hoping that...
No, I still think you're hot. Not in that way.
Thank you, Eric.
Not that you're hot. You're not popular, but, you know.
I'd say she's still popular.
In that nostalgia 90s kids still want to jump off to you kind of way.
Are you saying you're only sexually attracted to popularity?
I'm not. I'm saying she's still hot.
Hold on, Eric. Hold on.
That just sounds too good.
No, I'm just saying...
Either I'm there or you're hot. Quantum caster.
Yeah. Well, I feel as if Tumblr's going to think this is a new sexuality.
Johnson
is... Tumblr thinks, though.
Johnson is hoping that enthusiastic fans will spread the word to help the has-been gather support, views, and the financial backing it needs. So, kind of a Kickstarter-ish thing?
You know,
so there's no actual link to it, but there's a video, so look up the has-been if you want to support her.
Cool.
Since this is going on YouTube, that's probably not going to be a hard thing to do.
Nope.
Neato. Next, speaking of Power Rangers, the MMPR anniversary special has been announced. So, yay, also Power Rangers anniversary.
Yeah, that's true.
What are the odds?
So, there is a one-shot comic coming out commemorating the 25 years since the debut of Power Rangers. Creators contributing to this comic are Magdalene Visaggio, who did Eternity Girl, Joe Quinones, who did Howard the Duck, Cena Grace, who did Iceman, and Marcus Toe, who did Nightwing. And it will feature covers by Steve Morris, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Raza, and Joe Quinones as well. This one-shot will be put out in June.
So terrible jokes among everything.
Pretty much.
I mean, it has one of the guys who did Howard the Duck. It's going to be terrible jokes.
Yep.
Speaking of the comics, joining the Power Rangers Shattered Grid crossover event in a move I couldn't have predicted, fucking Power Rangers Hyperforce. The tabletop series.
Welp.
So the Hyperforce Rangers are entering canon in form of the Shattered Grid comics.
That's interesting.
Oh.
Oh boy.
So the
confusing.
So they're kicking off Shattered Grid with Power Rangers comic number 25, which will be released on March 21st. And of course, Hyperforce is still running on Twitch every Tuesday from 6 to 9 PT.
Hey.
And lastly on that, we have the comic cover variant that features Hyperforce, including this Time Force Silver that apparently happened in that.
Yeah, he's like their sister.
It's Coda.
Yeah. So that comic cover actually looks pretty good, I gotta say.
Yeah, I love the Time Force Silver suit. It looks so nice.
Yeah, so this comic variant will be available to attendees at WonderCon 2018, which is happening March 23rd through 25th. Next, speaking of Hyperforce, guess who else is cameoing?
Orion!
Orion!
Super Megaforce. He's the silver Megaforce Ranger.
He's the guy, but yeah. He's not Guy.
He's that dude.
He actually had a pretty tragic backstory in the show. Like, watch this entire, race get destroyed.
Orion was the only good character.
And then he found the Morpher in a bunch of rocks, trained to use it, and then escaped to the ship.
That is pretty tragic.
Yeah.
And in the words of Linkara, he was smart enough to not put the magic key in the box.
So,
Good
for him.
Next. Takeru Sato, who originally played Denno, instead of coming back to Denno, is now starring in the Million Dollar Man film.
Okay.
Like the cyborg guy?
Based on Genki Kawamura's Oku Otoko novel. A young man who is desperate for money and wins the lottery, but then his friend steals his money.
Oh,
good story.
Spoilers!
Yeah, that sounds like the whole story right
there. Getting middle and done.
And then he died. The end.
He was so ugly that everyone died. Sorry, everyone's using SpongeBob references. So.
2 hours later.
That didn't help at all.
So also,
I myself for, that.
For anyone who cares, also part of this film's cast are Issei Takahashi from Shin Godzilla, Tatsuya Fujiwara from Death Note and Battle Royale, Kazuki Kitamura from Godzilla Final Wars and Parasite.
Ooh.
Erika Sawajiri from 1 Liter of Tears. That is a terrible name. Eliza Ikeda from Wolf Girl and Black Prince. And the movie is being directed by the person who directed the Rurouni Kenshin movie, Keiichi Otomo. And the film will be releasing in Japan October 19th.
Well, no wonder Takeru Sato's in it, because he played Rurouni Kenshin in the Rurouni Kenshin movies.
Right? He just, like, picked him up from the set and dragged him over.
Yeah, you know what? Some directors like doing that. They like bringing back the same actors in their movies. That's Tim Burton.
Just have actors in their closets.
It didn't totally suck working with you. Come on to my next project.
Roses are Johnny Depp, violets are Johnny Depp, Johnny Depp, Johnny Depp. A poem by Tim Burton.
With the occasional Helena Bonham Carter.
Starring Helena Bonham Carter.
I didn't
make that.
Didn't the first series of Unfortunate Events movie have like the trailer was just like had Jim Carrey playing like 30 people?
Yeah.
I remember the trailer going Jim Carrey, Jim Carrey, Jim
well,
Carrey.
That's because Count Olaf dresses up as a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah.
All right, and our last news story for today: Gunba Rising has been putting out some cards that are of interest. Apparently, they're putting out cards that are a full 3-man team to use in Gunba Rising.
That's a neat idea. I like that.
So,
they're pretty cool.
Looking at these, we have Team Hai!
Oh, Hai-Ai, I think it is.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, because there's
Team Hai!
Yeah.
Hai-Ai!
So we have Build Rabbit form, Drive Type Speed, and Kabuto Rider form, who are all obviously fast boys.
All you need is Drive.
Win-win.
Drive
three tank boys or three fast boys. Yeah. I don't know.
Next card, which is probably Team Tsuyoi, because it just says 2A. We have Build Tank form. We have Zolda and Snipe Combat Shooting Gamer Level 3. Interesting choices.
Yeah, it's an odd choice right there.
Next,
I just realized looking at the. Whatever, however you say that. They put a Masked Rider Zolda.
Because up until Double, they were always referred to as Masked Riders in the translation, and then when Double started, they actually changed it to Common.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some trivia there.
Yeah, so Double was the first true Common Rider. Well, it's like a bear name.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, wait a minute. Technically, then we got it wrong when we did Dragon Knight. Get it wrong.
Whatever.
Common.
Let's not. Even I think we're getting into semantics.
Yep.
Next, yes. We have Team Yabay!
Yabay!
Which are all Berserker forms, which is to say Build Rabbit Tank Hazard, O's Putotira combo, and Double Fang Joker.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yabay, man.
Or as I call them, the Angry Boys.
Yep. Oh, Build Hazard looks so good.
The Wild Children. Next, we have Team Dragoon.
Dragon!
No, it's Dragoon. It's 2-0.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but the other ones all have, like, extended things, like 3 letters.
Because they weren't trying to spell actual words.
So you got Comrade Across Charge, X-Aid, Dragon Gamer Level 5.
Hunter Action Gamer Level 5.
Whatever. And then,
that's a very long name.
Fire All Dragon.
Well, yep. All Dragon.
All Dragon. Yep. All right.
And next is Team Machine.
Next, we have Team Machine.
Which, this bothers me, because we got Grease, and we have Rising Ixa.
Which I don't really get, because he's not really machine-themed.
And then Machine Chaser, when I think it should have been Kamen Rider Chaser.
I think the thought there was Machine Chaser is more machinistic, is the weird word I'm trying to put together.
Than the Rider form.
I guess so.
Because the Rider form looks more like a Crusader.
He's more clearly a machine than Chaser, than Kamen Rider Chaser is. But I understand your concern, but I do think this was the right choice. Just shake it up with a little variety.
Maybe
put a Rider like
that. Maybe he's just like certain machine because, like, you know, his, like, henching device or whatever is like a robot, kind of.
Kind of?
I guess so.
Alright, and finally we have Team Warui, which means evil.
Warui!
And we have Rogue, Genmu, Zombie Gamer Level X, and Oja.
Yeah, no, we got the emotionalist fucking dude, the over-crazy game master, and then the serial killer.
Is that head popping out of that dude's stomach? I can't tell what's going on.
No.
Which one?
Where?
The imagery looks cluttered.
This one?
It's because they're all just together in a shot.
You're talking about this one?
They're all three separate people.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know,
one's a cobra, one's a zombie, one's a crocodile.
The imagery looks a little cluttered to me.
Sure.
I thought you were going to say one's a cobra, one's a zombie, one's a crotch.
Crotchadile.
I don't know why you were...
Crotch up, finish!
Crotchosaurus.
That's anti-commons power.
Right?
Crotchosaurus.
So yeah, those are coming to Gond Rising, and I'm excited not only to see these in action, but I hope that they do more of these.
Looking at this, I have this one question. If these are supposed to be versus cards, why are some of them stronger than the others?
Yeah, those are really cool cards.
Yeah.
And then it makes very little sense, because the one that Grease is on is, it looks like it has like 1700 power, but the one Rogue is on only has 1450.
Maybe they've balanced out like the individual attack reels. I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyways, those are cool.
Yep.
That's about it for the news.
Now we could get started with our regularly scheduled program.
Yep. See you on the show, everybody.
Thank you for listening.